This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we take you back to the 2018 Midwest Music Fest to catch up with the Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League. The band hails from Minneapolis, but their music is straight out of the speakeasies of Prohibition. So get ready to swing to some old-time jazz and Latin rhythms. I'm Bill Stoneberg with the Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League on tonight's Live Feed.
Every oscillation of your foot on the pavement takes you farther away from your couch in the basement. A vibrant change leaves life rearranged and it drags you along through the rise and the fall, response and the call, and the damn you are all. Redefine the reason why you're dissatisfied. Redefine the reason why you stay up at night. Redefine the reason you fight for the life you despise. See the world through a stranger's eyes, 'cause life doesn't always flow the way you fantasize.
I'm here with the Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League, and how are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, so good!
So good.
Fantastic.
So good, so good, so good, so good.
Awesome, awesome. So, how about the name, Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League? It kind of really fits your music and your sound. Was that planned out, or did that just kind of happen organically? How'd that go?
Yeah, it was definitely planned out. We went for this sort of tongue-in-cheek old-time sounding thing that would sort of capture where we're at, which is that we care a lot about the music, we respect the influences that we're taking in, but we also don't take it too seriously. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be flexible and organic and kind of funny, you know.
Cool, cool. Yeah, it was fun. That was a good show. Good show. How did you guys get together and start this?
Well, a few of us knew each other from living in Duluth growing up together. And then the other ones we kind of met in college or just playing music around, meeting each other as friends. And then when we started the band, we were like, let's do this thing together, you know.
Cool. And how long you guys been together?
We've been together almost 5 years now.
Okay. Okay. How about we introduce you guys and let us know what you play?
I'm Daniel Rosen, and I play guitar, and I sing some stuff.
All right, cool.
I'm Peter Whiteman, and I play the bass.
I'm Alan Peterson, and I play the guitar and sing some stuff.
Okay, nice. And last but not least?
Hey, I'm Kelly. not going to tell you my last name. You can find that out on the internet. And I sing. That's all I do.
Awesome. All you do, huh?
One trick pony. That's me. I sing all most of the stuff. And John's not here right now. He's off. Who knows where he is? But he plays fiddle.
Okay. Cool. Cool. And what inspires you guys to write these songs? Music or otherwise?
Well, it's a mix of, you know, current events and real life experiences. You know, sometimes something will happen that just seems completely absurd and evil and wrong, and that usually gets a song going. And then sometimes that same thing happens in your personal life on a much smaller scale, and it's just difficult to process and comprehend.
I think that, so Dan writes a lot of the songs, especially lyrically, and I think that a lot of it comes from folklore and being a writer, as Dan is. I think a lot of it comes kind of is influenced by thematic things that you would find in stories and sci-fi and folk stories like that as well.
Okay.
There's also a lot of real life experiences that factor into that. I know there are times when you're going through the lyrics after you really get time to process and you're like, is that song about me?
Yeah. There's no songs about you.
Not a single one.
Okay, cool. So that's kind of your writing process. Dan writes and brings it in, and you guys then write your own parts, I'm assuming?
Dan writes the lion's share of the music, I'd say about 95%. And then we kind of make it our own thing together as a band. I've penned a couple songs, probably two to Dan's 10. Every time Dan writes 10 songs, I write 2. And sometimes he writes the lyrics for me to it, you know. But, once he brings it to us, we kind of make it together as a band. Yeah.
Cool.
Tied in the dark, but they locked me away. And what could I say if it weren't for those meddling kids? I figured you'd find a good way out, not through the knots that we'd made. But how could I know they'd leave you behind if it weren't for those meddling kids? 6 whole feet of stone and concrete, but you've always had an ear-splitting shout. So don't give up hope, and maybe those meddling kids will get you out.
Thank you.
temper with a twist in their silk underwear. Who clenches their fists while they're smiling? Oh, what a senseless affair. If the sky's already falling, why add despair? So hold.
I noticed you guys, here's a little plug, you guys got some cool stuff on Spotify, so people should go check that out. But do you have any plans for a new recording or anything like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a new album on its way. We're actually recording next month.
Yeah.
Is it May yet?
Soon.
June. Okay, we're recording early June. We're beginning that. Well, we already started, actually,
yeah,
didn't we?
Recording.
We already had a session.
A couple of
we've got a swing heavy album coming. Lots of fun original tunes.
Cool.
That should be it should be making its way out to the general public around Halloween time. We're aiming at for now.
Okay.
Spooky release.
Nice. Goes along with the writing style with that, you know. And then, well, what's your recording process like? Since you guys are in the middle of it, do you just play it live, or do you track things? How's that go?
For the most part, we really just kind of go for a live sound as you would hear it live, and then if we need to double things, we'll record over. We like to record in places that have isolation booths or anything like that, so that if somebody doesn't like their solo, they get another shot at it. But we really don't add too much. On this upcoming album, we're going to be featuring a lot of guest artists, and I'm really excited for that, but that'll be probably the most experimental thing we've done in the studio. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Trying a new thing out where we're not doing it all in one big chunk. We're kind of like doing a session here, a session there, which is different. Might be a little bit more expensive in the long run, but it's a fun experiment. Kind of like you don't get burnt out on it, which is a interesting way of doing things.
Right. Keep it fresh. Yeah, keep exactly. it fresh. Okay. Okay. And do you guys, are you on tour right now, or do you have any plans for a tour? Or
yeah, we're essentially on tour all the time, but the way we tour is we do the weekends. So we'll do Thursdays and Sundays additionally, but we almost never do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, you know, we don't go farther than Kansas or Colorado, or, you know, farther than like 15 hours, and that lets us do this weekend touring, which, you know, makes sense financially, it makes sense for personal sanity, and it makes sense for everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene.
That's kind of tough on the road, huh?
Yeah, sometimes sometimes the van is a little aromatic. We'll just put it that way.
Kelly's got a really sensitive nose.
I do. It's not a lie.
Okay. Are you guys full time, or do you have day jobs, or how's that work?
So I personally am working on quitting my day jobs. Dan does not have a day job. He kind of does his own thing. And then the rest of us, like Kelly bartends, Alan and John both have
big boy jobs.
Yeah, big boy. They're doing the real thing. So we have to work around that, and that's where the paid time off comes in a little bit as well.
Okay, cool. And do you have any fun or interesting stories from the road?
Oh yeah, I have a great one, actually. So we just bought a van this last summer, and on one of our first trips on the road, it was actually just me and Dan and Alan in the van, and I was resting in the back seat, and we stopped at a gas station, and they went in to get their stuff, and I was like, oh, we're stopped. Okay, I'll go grab a Coke or whatever. And I went in to grab it behind them, took a pee, and I came back and the van was gone, and they had left me, and my phone was in the van. And I sat at that gas station trying to remember people's phone numbers to call them using the gas station's phone for about an hour before they even realized that I was gone. And then once I finally did get a hold of them, they said, like, my girlfriend called them, and she was like, where's Pete? And they're like, he's asleep in the back. And she's like, no, he's not.
Wow, that is an interesting story. I love it. I love it.
Now we do a head count every time we take off.
That's a good idea.
One, two, three, four, five. All right.
To you and keeps away the nightmares and terrors that tear your heart in two. In aqua sanitas and water virus hell, vegetables and sit-ups won't keep you out of hell. Drown yourself in liquor till your liver lets you rest in peace. Yes. I would drink a river if it kept me safe and sound. I would drink the oceans dry if the waters burn my mouth. I would drink forever if it let me forget about. Whiskey Vera's truth. The truth will set you free once it's had its way with you. So drown yourself in liquor till your liver lets you rest in peace. Oh, I've been drinking since the tender age of two. My parents stopped me teething on that bottom shelf booze. And when I grown up, they let me pick and choose a different bottle every day till my lips turn blue. Oh, so down we go, me and Daddy, to the bar or the liquor store.
night, it's looking awful grim. Bless you, a bootlegger, can you show a pal of mine? Keep me full of liquor and we can get along just fine. But don't try me, cause ain't letting no one between me and my gin. Honeyed words and sugar cubed teeth, the sweetest breath you'd ever believe. Even the sycophants are sick of me. It's the same old story that the preacher sold. The tired tale that leeches and those snake oil salesmen sold. Honeyed words and sugar cube teeth, sweetest breath you'd ever believe. Even the sycophants are sick of me. We'll be right back.
some of them old stories say. If you go out for a drive on a hot summer night, the sky all bathed in moon glow, and the stars seem to swing in time when you're racing hot. You can make the deal of your life amidst the fallow fields under them old power lines. Well, I don't know about all that, cause truth is, I ain't too hard to find.
Down that old Mississippi, where the river meets the sea, young Sam Dawes sat believing, let his fingers pluck those strings. Dead center at the devil's crossroads, raise his head to sing a hymn.
Well, I need a bed and I need it quick. Well, I'm the best there's ever been.
People find your stuff online and your tour dates and stuff like that?
The best place, honestly, is Facebook. We also have a website, www.thegattl.com. That's G-A-T-L. And otherwise, we're really all over. The distribution is it's YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, all the normal stuff. So if you Google, you'll find us. If you use the internet, we're on there.
Okay, cool.
And thankfully, we have one of those names where if you Google it, you're not going to get stuff that isn't us. So it's pretty cut and dried, you know?
Okay, cool. Well, I've been here with Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, so
yeah. Thank you thank for you. Having us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks again to the Gentlemen's Anti-Temperance League for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found at thegatl.com. KQAL would also like to thank all who make the Midwest Music Fest such a success. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.